I've been fascinated by the position since I did a book called Next Man Up 14 years ago with the Baltimore Ravens. Kyle Bowler was the quarterback, and he wasn't a bad quarterback, but he wasn't as good as he had been billed when they drafted him in the first round. And it was really tough being Kyle Bowler. I spent a lot of time with him that year, and I became fascinated by the notion of the pressures NFL quarterbacks face, because if things are going well, they're the biggest star in town. They're the biggest hero. They're the best paid, that's for sure. But if they're not going well, they become the target very quickly. We see it here in Washington all the time. Even when the football team was 6-3 earlier this season, Alex Smith wasn't quite good enough, was he? And now everybody's wishing he was healthy again. So, and that happens in every town. It's not unique to Washington. So I wanted to find several guys, I found five, who would take me inside playing the position in great detail, because, as you know, detail is what I do in these books.
And along those lines, what did you hope to learn while writing this book, and was there something you learned that maybe caught you by surprise?
Well, there were a couple things. One was just how difficult it is to play the position physically, because, you know, we all hear constantly how they should put dresses on the quarterbacks because there are so many rules regarding how you can hit them. But they take a pounding in every game, Dave. And I'm not talking about getting injured. I'm talking about standing next to a guy in the locker room while he's trying to get his uniform off and seeing him grimace just to get his shoulder pads off or to pull his uniform up over his head. Because remember, they're the only player on the field that gets hit while going backward. And they get hit hard by very large, very strong men. And I think sometimes it's hard to understand, unless you're up close, what kind of physical pounding they take. Also, from Doug Williams, who was really my African-American voice in the book, being the first African-American quarterback ever drafted in the first round. Joe Gibbs played a major role in that, and then being the first African-American quarterback to start and win a Super Bowl. Again, Joe Gibbs played a major role in that. But finding out how tough it was for him back in the 70s and 80s as someone who was a trailblazer, and also to find out from him how he still believes that there is bias directed against African-American quarterbacks even today in 2018, and there's pretty ample evidence of it. Look at all the scouts who wanted Lamar Jackson to become a wide receiver last year when he was getting ready to go in the draft.